Today, a judge told the city of Anaheim, California, that for now, it can't stop its Major League Baseball franchise from changing its name. The team known as the Angels has had three different names in its 44-year history. First, it was the Los Angeles Angels, then it was the California Angels. Most recently, it's been the Anaheim Angels. Now, the team's new owner has proposed to rename it again with this geographic hodgepodge, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us now to discuss what's in a name. So, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. What's next? The Los Angeles Dodgers of Brooklyn?
How about the Brooklyn Dodgers of Los Angeles? This is all about marketing. The team's new owner, Arte Moreno, paid $184 million for the Angels a couple of years ago. He believes that he can better sell this team in Southern California if it's linked to a media market of 16 million people and not to a smaller city of Anaheim, 30 miles south of L.A. I think it's important not to forget that the Angels started in 1961 as the Los Angeles Angels, and they were named, of course, for the city of Angels, Los Angeles. Naming a team for a nearby bigger city, of course, isn't unprecedented. You've got the New York Jets and the New York Giants playing football in New Jersey. The Los Angeles Rams played football in Anaheim before they moved to St. Louis. Plenty of teams play in suburbs near the cities for which they are named.
So why all the fuss over a team name?
Well, if you're Anaheim, think about it. They spent $30 million to renovate the stadium for the Angels. They like the fact that Disney changed the name to Anaheim. They negotiated this. That served Disney's own purposes. They're based in Anaheim, of course, and it served the city's purposes, too. The city likes seeing its name in baseball standings every day. It makes it a major league town. The city argues that the lease requires the Angels to be named Anaheim and that the new name is a violation of the lease. The team argues that the language in the lease isn't clear. There's no requirement to keep Anaheim in the name forever. The city sued the team this week to revert to the old name, and the judge today refused to issue a temporary restraining order. He scheduled a hearing on the matter in a couple of weeks.
But in the meantime, though, doesn't this compromise name with both cities included and the controversy that this has created sort of nullify the effects of a name change?
Well, yeah, it's kind of silly is what it is. But if the name sticks, I think the team is banking that time will take care of that, that people will forget that there was any controversy, and they will just drop this of Anaheim business out of the team name, and they will just be the LA Angels. On the other hand, it's so transparent that the Angels look ridiculous christening themselves with with the name of two cities. So it's hard to imagine that anyone's going to be fooled when the team goes trying to sell tickets and sponsorships. Furthermore, they're alienating the city of Anaheim and their fans there, people who don't like Los Angeles to begin with very much.
And there's a question of how you fit all those words on a baseball cap. But on to football. The National Football League playoffs began this weekend. What should we expect?
A lot of offense. Scoring in the regular season was 43 points per game in the NFL. That was the second highest since 1990. Passing was up 20 yards per game over last year. Quarterbacks completed 60% of their passes, the most accuracy ever, and they threw more touchdown passes and had more 300-yard passing games than ever before. So you've got the corollary, too, of weak defenses. And the teams that are playing this weekend in the wild card matchups are all about the offense.
And this weekend, two games tomorrow, two on Sunday, all of them rematches from the regular season.
Right. The Los Angeles Rams of St. Louis against the Seattle Seahawks. They played a 33-27 game during the season. The New York Jets of East Rutherford, New Jersey against the San Diego Chargers. They played a 34-28 game earlier this year. I promise no more geography jokes. In the last couple games of the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers, they played two games during the regular season, both of them 34-31 shootouts. Finally, the last game is the Denver Broncos and the Indianapolis Colts. And the Colts, of course, have Peyton Manning, who set a National Football League record this season with 49 touchdown passes.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.